Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computation and Language category of May 27, 2021. Do you know that the chicken is one of the few things that man eats before it's born and after it's dead? Today's archive star of computation and language goes to Fan Chaoqi, Yangyi Chen, Diyuan Lu, and Maosong Sun for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 6 papers out of 21 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Mark Steedman, Professor of Cognitive Science, School of Informatics, University of Edinburgh, and Sharon Goldwater, School of Informatics, University of Edinburgh.
Paper title:
Prosodic Segmentation for Parsing Spoken Dialogue.
Authored by
Elizabeth Nielsen, Mark Steedman, and Sharon Goldwater.
Paper abstract:
Parsing spoken dialogue poses unique difficulties, including disfluencies and unmarked boundaries between sentence-like units. Previous work has shown that prosody can help with parsing disfluent speech, Tran et al. 2018, but has assumed that the input to the parser is already segmented into sentence-like units, SUs, which isn't true in existing speech applications. We investigate how prosody affects a parser that receives an entire dialogue turn as input, a turn-based model, instead of gold standard pre-segmented SUs, an SU-based model. In experiments on the English switchboard corpus, we find that when using transcripts alone, the turn-based model has trouble segmenting SUs, leading to worse parse performance than the SU-based model. However, prosody can effectively replace gold standard SU boundaries. With prosody, the turn-based model performs as well as the SU-based model, 90.79 versus 90.65 F1 score, respectively, despite performing two tasks, SU segmentation and parsing, rather than one, parsing alone. Analysis shows that pitch and intensity features are the most important for this corpus, since they allow the model to correctly distinguish an SU boundary from a speech disfluency, a distinction that the model otherwise struggles to make.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Karen Verspoor, Professor of School of Computing and Information Systems, the University of Melbourne, and Timothy Baldwin, Professor, School of Computing and Information Systems, the University of Melbourne.
Paper title:
Impact of Detecting Clinical Trial Elements in Exploration of COVID-19 Literature.
Authored by
Simon Suster, Karen Verspoor, Timothy Baldwin, Jehan Lau, Antonio Jimino Yepes, David Martinez, and Yulia Otmakova.
Paper abstract:
The COVID-19 pandemic has driven ever greater demand for tools which enable efficient exploration of biomedical literature. Although semi-structured information resulting from concept recognition and detection of the defining elements of clinical trials, for example PICO criteria, has been commonly used to support literature search, the contributions of this abstraction remain poorly understood, especially in relation to text-based retrieval. In this study, we compare the results retrieved by a standard search engine with those filtered using clinically relevant concepts and their relations. With analysis based on the annotations from the TREC COVID shared task, we obtain quantitative as well as qualitative insights into characteristics of relational and concept-based literature exploration. Most importantly, we find that the relational concept selection filters the original retrieved collection in a way that decreases the proportion of unjudged documents and increases the precision, which means that the user is likely to be exposed to a larger number of relevant documents.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Diyuan Lu, Associate Professor, Tsinghua University, and Mao Song Sun, Professor of Computer Science and Technology, Tsinghua University.
Paper title:
Automatic Construction of Sameme Knowledge Bases via Dictionaries.
Authored by
Fan Chao Qi, Yang Yi Chen, Feng Yu Wang, Diyuan Lu, Xiao Chen, and Mao Song Sun.
Paper abstract:
A sameme is defined as the minimum semantic unit in linguistics. Sameme knowledge bases, SKBs, which comprise words annotated with samemes, enable samemes to be applied to natural language processing. So far, a large body of research has showcased the unique advantages and effectiveness of SKBs in various tasks. However, most languages have no SKBs, and manual construction of SKBs is time-consuming and labor-intensive. To tackle this challenge, we propose a simple and fully automatic method of building an SKB via an existing dictionary. We use this method to build an English SKB and a French SKB, and conduct comprehensive evaluations from both intrinsic and extrinsic perspectives. Experimental results demonstrate that the automatically built English SKB is even superior to HowNet, the most widely used SKB that takes decades to build manually. And both the English and French SKBs can bring obvious performance enhancement in multiple downstream tasks. All the code and data of this paper, except the copyrighted dictionaries, can be obtained at github.com/thumb/dictskb.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Diyuan Lu, Associate Professor, Tsinghua University, and Mao Song Sun, Professor of Computer Science and Technology, Tsinghua University.
Paper title:
Hidden Killer, Invisible Textual Backdoor Attacks with Syntactic Trigger.
Authored by
Fan Chao Qi, Mukai Li, Yang Yi Chen, Zhenjian Zhang, Diyuan Lu, Yasheng Wang, and Mao Song Sun.
Paper abstract:
Backdoor attacks are a kind of insidious security threat against machine learning models. After being injected with a backdoor in training, the victim model will produce adversary-specified outputs on the inputs embedded with pre-designed triggers but behave properly on normal inputs during inference. As a sort of emergent attack, backdoor attacks in natural language processing, NLP, are investigated insufficiently. As far as we know, almost all existing textual backdoor attack methods insert additional contents into normal samples as triggers, which causes the trigger-embedded samples to be detected and the backdoor attacks to be blocked without much effort. In this paper, we propose to use syntactic structure as the trigger in textual backdoor attacks. We conduct extensive experiments to demonstrate that the syntactic trigger-based attack method can achieve comparable attack performance, almost 100% success rate, to the insertion-based methods but possesses much higher invisibility and stronger resistance to defenses. These results also reveal the significant insidiousness and harmfulness of textual backdoor attacks. All the code and data of this paper can be obtained at github.com/thumb/hidden-killer.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ion Andratsopoulos, Professor, Department of Informatics, Athens University of Economics and Business.
Paper title:
Deception Detection in Text and Its Relation to the Cultural Dimension of Individualism/Collectivism.
Authored by
Katerina Papantoniou, Panayotis Papadakos, Theodore Potkos, Yorgos Flouras, Ion Andrautsopoulos, and Dimitris Plexousakis.
Paper abstract.
Deception detection is a task with many applications both in direct physical and in computer-mediated communication. Our focus is on automatic deception detection in text across cultures. We view culture through the prism of the individualism/collectivism dimension and we approximate culture by using country as a proxy. Having as a starting point recent conclusions drawn from the social psychology discipline, we explore if differences in the usage of specific linguistic features of deception across cultures can be confirmed and attributed to norms in respect to the individualism/collectivism divide. We also investigate if a universal feature set for cross-cultural text deception detection tasks exists. We evaluate the predictive power of different feature sets and approaches. We create culture/language-aware classifiers by experimenting with a wide range of n-gram features based on phonology, morphology and syntax, other linguistic cues like word and phoneme counts, pronouns use, etc., and token embeddings. We conducted our experiments over 11 datasets from 5 languages, i.e., English, Dutch, Russian, Spanish, and Romanian, from 6 countries, US, Belgium, India, Russia, Mexico and Romania, and we applied 2 classification methods, i.e., logistic regression and fine-tuned BERT models. The results showed that our task is fairly complex and demanding. There are indications that some linguistic cues of deception have cultural origins, and are consistent in the context of diverse domains and dataset settings for the same language. This is more evident for the usage of pronouns and the expression of sentiment in deceptive language. The results of this work show that the automatic deception detection across cultures and languages cannot be handled in a unified manner, and that such approaches should be augmented with knowledge about cultural differences and the domains of interest.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Chitta Baral, Professor of Computer Science, Arizona State University.
Paper title:
Unsupervised Pronoun Resolution via Masked Noun Phrase Prediction.
Authored by
Ming Shen, Pratyay Banerjee, and Chitta Baral.
Paper abstract.
In this work, we propose Masked Noun Phrase Prediction, MNPP, a pre-training strategy to tackle pronoun resolution in a fully unsupervised setting. Firstly, we evaluate our pre-trained model on various pronoun resolution datasets without any fine-tuning. Our method outperforms all previous unsupervised methods on all datasets by large margins. Secondly, we proceed to a few-shot setting where we fine-tune our pre-trained model on Wino Grand S and XS. Our method outperforms Roberta large baseline with large margins, meanwhile, achieving a higher AUC score after further fine-tuning on the remaining 3 official splits of Wino Grand.
Isn't that cool?